Valley. The way that nature intended it. Don't panic.
Hello.
Good morning, Andy. It's time for you to start your radio show. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang off. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Can we see by the one light in all our earth to embrace at the call of all nations where our children can play in a world without war where we stand hand in the grace of creation, where the rivers run clean through the forests of green, where the cities stand tall in the clear skies of freedom. Oh, say do our hearts say for harmony and love forever on the planet of our birth, blessed with peace.
Answered by Stephen Longfellow Fisk. Visit his website at fiskmusic.com.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm glad you like. I hope you like the beginning of this show. That's my friend Stephen. He has a really cool name, Stephen Longfellow Fisk. And I just love all of his stuff. Please go to his website, check it out, buy his music, and play it and let other people listen to it because makes me feel good. I don't know about you. Anyway, this is, you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic on bbsradio.com. I'm here every Saturday morning from 1 to 1:55 p.m. at Pacific Standard Time. A few folks have told me that they listened to it and show live and they were going to call in. They didn't know if they can call and, you know, just get in on the conversation. And I said, sure, you can always welcome to get in on the conversation, right? So if you want to talk, it's the 888-627-6008, right? Or a direct line, which basically means the other one was not direct, maybe further away, I don't know, you're closer, I don't know. 323-744-4831. I still have a little bit of a list going on because I have half of my teeth in, the other half are gone, and they drilled holes, and they're going to do stuff to it, so it's fun to talk like this. So, before I get started today, I'm going to be talking about tea. The title of my column for next week is called Tea Anyone, and so that's what we're talking about today. I'll give you a moment to think about it. So, there are a couple of things that are going on now. First of all, I am updating my website again. January is going to be a whole new design again. You know, the way technology is progressing with the cell phones and all this stuff, the stuff I did 2 years ago is already obsolete. So the website is going to be updated. And yes, it's going to be a lot easier to use on the cell phone, on the iPad. It works really nice now, but the new technology has gotten even better. Instant communication with each other, all this kind of stuff. So the website is going to get updated. And right now I have a couple of interesting things going on up there on the website. So first of all, everything is at 50% discount. And so there's a up on the website, if you go to a website, you click on it, and you look for, like, for example, it should be a page up there that tells you the discount, the code to enter the discount. But I believe it's 50% discount. So you're at 50 and the percent symbol and then discount, all lowercase, all one word. It'll give you, you put that in the coupon, okay? So when you're buying anything, you enter in the coupon, 50% discount. It'll give you a 50% discount on everything from the membership, which is normally $20 for a lifetime, which would be $10, to we also have a gift certificate, which gives you the $20 lifetime membership. That's only $10. What's interesting about the lifetime membership gift is that you can use it over and over again. You can give it to as many friends as you want to. So it'll cost you $10. You send them the gift certificate. Say, hi, here's my gift certificate from InvisibleGardener.com. Click on it. It gives you a free lifetime membership. But more importantly, you get to access. Immediately, you download my Don't Panic, It's Organic ebook, version 106. I'm still doing a few more versions before it gets printed. The ebook version allows me to update him as we go. I have several different people. Igor is one really cool guy. Thank you, Igor, who's working on my book, and a few other people are updating it for me. Really cool. So you'll get there's over 20 books up there that you can download immediately to get at, right? So that's pretty cool. And so one of the things that we're doing now too is that if you go to the website and check it out. It only costs you $10 to give away as many gift certificates as you want to. Everything's 50% off there, so you may want to look at the Super Seaweed. Normally it's $149 a quart, so it costs you, I don't know, whatever the 50% is. And it's the same thing with my Rock Dust Blend. I think it's $49.95 for 5 pounds. So 50% off. I don't know how the computer will knock it off 50%. I guess they'll say if it's 49, if maybe it's like $24.95 or $24.50, something like that, right? You still have to pay for the shipping. There's nothing I could do about it. And I think if you want to, you can just buy the ebook version, which is normally $20, so it'll cost you $10, right? You can just do that. A lot of people don't want to do the membership thing. So, yeah, you can get the ebook for $10. And if you want to, then give that person that ebook for $10, right? All you have to do is buy the gift certificate, which will cost you $10. They'll get a lifetime membership, which gives them the ebook right away. They don't have to use the membership at all, but at least they get the book right away. One of the things I'm doing is I'm telling people that they get the membership. It's good to have the if you buy the book, it's good to have the membership because the membership will help you. You have questions about the book, you have something that you don't understand or something's not right in the book or whatever it is with the different sections, you know, get to talk to the author. That would be me, right? Okay, so I'm going to show you. Listen, I'm going to – I do a lot of songs. So here's another song for you.
Oh, the hen said, "Bonk, bonk, you are out of luck if you want to scrambled eggs upon your plate. For the eggs hatched chickens and they ran like the dickens. If you want scrambled eggs, you have to wait. C-H-I-C-K, and if you can't spell chicken, then we'll try it once again. C-H-I-C-K, and spell chicken, chicken, chicken every time. Oh, the rooster crowed by the side of the road, going cock-a-doodle, cock-a-doodle-doo. I crow so loud cause I'm so proud, and if you were a rooster, so would you. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, if you can't spell chicken, then we'll try it once again. C-H-I-C-K-E-N, spell chicken, chicken, chicken every time. always something funny going on. And we're gonna stick together till fuzz turns to feather, and we'll all be chickens when we're grown. C-H-I-C-K, and if you can't spell chicken, then we'll try once again. C-H-I-C-K, and spell chicken, chicken, chicken every time. So the rooster and the hen and the little chicks then would not be satisfied till the tippy tippy toed all the way across the road just to get to the other side. C-H-I-C-K, and if you can't spell chicken, then fry once again. C-H-I-C-K, and spell chicken, chicken, chicken every time. Oh, C-H-I-C-K, and if you can't spell chicken, then fry once again. C-H-I-C-K, and spell chicken, chicken, chicken every time. Chicken, chicken, chicken every time.
I love that. Just in case you don't know what's going on, what's been happening since I've been doing a radio show for many, many years, I've always asked people to send me your old garden music stuff that you have lying around in your CD or whatever. The older, the better. And so you can send it to me as an MP3 file, or if you have them on the CD, you make a CD copy, you always can mail it to me at... my address is up on the website there. The P.O. Box address is the easiest one to send it to. If you like easy, the easiest, if you have an MP3 file, just send me the MP3 file to my address. And then I'll play it. I have a couple, lots and tons of songs that people have been sending me over over the years. Today I'm going to be talking about tea. Okay, and I have to sort of back up a little bit. You see, I'm like a train. I'm going like 100 miles per hour. Is that slow for a train? And I've been doing this for a long time, so I want to explain to you some things. Because I'm, you know, some of you have been with me forever, so you don't know what I'm talking about. The other ones are going, what's he talking about? When I talk about tea, I'm really talking about a microbial tea. There are different types of teas, okay, for the garden to use. When I was a kid, I actually started using teas. My mom would make a lot of teas, you know, from whatever type of tea it is. And instead of throwing the tea bag away, I would fill it up, soak it in hot water, and spray plants with it. I am not sure if my mom told me to do that or if I just started doing that. I think I may have started doing that when I got some tea mice. Well, there was a lot of tea left over, and I didn't want to throw it away. I need some water, so I sprayed it on the plants. I found out it works really good on bugs and stuff, and I worked on different types of teas that would work. But basically, when we talk about teas, right, we're talking about compost tea. But there's also earthworm casting tea. There's also different types of microbial tea. One of the ones I use is called rice. You know, remember rice? So it's a rice microbial tea. If you don't know, the earthworm castings is really the poop of the earthworm. Okay, so it's really a manure tea. A lot of times I'll talk about manure tea. One has to be careful how one uses that. And there's a reason for it. There are different reasons why you would use the tea. And the tea so it depends, you know, how you make it as to what you're going to do with it, okay? I started making my teas a long time ago by getting a pantyhose and putting my compost inside a tea and turning it into a big giant tea bag. I started reading about making teas and biodynamic preparations in early 70s. But as a youngin, I wasn't really reading all that much, you know, stuff. I don't know if Rodale was around or not then or not in early, late 50s and 60s. But I remember being a pretty ingenuitive type of guy, making my own things, my own teas to spray. I started spraying milk and coffee, one of my favorite things to spray. Those are not exactly tea. Coffee, cream, and sugar is not exactly a tea, but it is a foliar spraying. I also learned early on in my life that I could spray tea, compost tea. I could spray aged manure tea, because I lived in Puerto Rico. I remember piles and mountains of this stuff. It's really old, and you make a liquid of it. They used to put it in a big burlap bag and let it sit, and then spray their plants with that. And so as I grew up, when I got out of the service, I started doing the spray. The first thing I started doing was a spraying service. And so the things that I've always sprayed are the super seaweed, for example, is basically a biodynamic mixture. It's basically a biodynamic formula. It's made according to biodynamic principles. Biodynamic, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about one of the shows. We're going to have a bunch of different, hopefully different biodynamic experts on, and we can talk about biodynamics and what, you know, how that works. I have a person who makes biodynamic compost. I invited him on. So when we have a compost day, we'll be talking about the biodynamic system, but we'll also be talking about biodynamic system in terms of making foliars. It's all kind of, and then this biodynamics, by the way, is one of the better known systems that has all types of different foliar sprays and with different numbers, different preparations that you can use. So in my early days, I had already made a filter, because I didn't like the city water, and I think the city water in those days was a lot cleaner than they are now. It didn't have all the different stuff that they're adding to it now. But basically, I wanted to imitate natural rain. I wanted to have clean water that the bacteria lived in it, because that's the first thing that I learned to spray that works really good. Well, milk. Milk is actually a bacterial spray with high in calcium. And if you add molasses to it, especially Granny Smith's molasses, you have yourself and you learn how to aerate, right? Bubble, 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 bubble. You have yourself an excellent microbial tea. You know how milk goes sour? Well, that's the microbes. And so you want to use it at different stages. You actually can use milk when you let it go sour a little bit, because there's a different bacteria there to spray out for diseases on roses and plants and stuff like that. You learn how to use that. Also very effective against insects. But ideally, you want to use it because of its high calcium content. Milk is high in calcium, so it's actually a bacterial calcium spray. The different type. One of the things I've learned to spray. One of the reasons why I spray. And Mr. Engineer, I hope that I'm talking loud enough, and because I don't have any dials to read. Normally, you read you're talking, you see this little dial go back and forth and saying, yeah, you're going out, everything's cool, you're within the range, or we're here, no earthquake, you know, whatever. So I'm assuming that he's going to just tell me something over the typo thing here, that if something's wrong, otherwise I'm just going to keep on going, babbling, 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 babble, babble. Okay, great. So when I started spraying, the reason why I started doing foliar sprayings was to figure out a way to feed the plants. I realized early on in my life, in my childhood, in my business, in the sixth grade, I had, by the ninth grade, I started my business in the sixth grade. I had 150 customers, or I had gone through 150 customers. I say gone through because I didn't have them all at the same time by the ninth grade. I have a saying, they come and they go. So you have a customer, a few years, whatever, then they sell their place and they're gone. Or whatever other things happen, you know. Usually not that you do something wrong, even though in my case, it's quite often expenses. People can't, they want to go as cheap as possible with a quote gardener. A lot of times they think I'm a gardener. I'm not a gardener. I just have the name Gardener as a name. So I was never really a gardener working per hour. I started doing my own thing a long time ago, and I still do that. I don't charge by the hour now for what I do. But basically, I wanted to start spraying the food onto the plants, because I learned that the soil is a big problem, and it takes a while to get the soil working. like your stomach. If your stomach isn't working properly, you have to get food in you somehow, right? So I learned that right off the bat. Okay, so I need to, you know, I have to deal with long-term and short-term stuff, right? So I learned that long-term means you got to get the health of the soil going. You got to get everything functioning and working. Whereas short-term means, how can I get food to this plant right away? It's the same thing with the human body. If you're a doctor, you encounter something, somebody having a problem, you say, well, the short-term thing is you're bleeding, something broken, we need to take care of that immediately. And the long-term is, let's do what it takes to get you going and back in good health again. And these things may take a while. See, right? So it's the same thing with this, with the soil, the trees and property. So I started doing foliar spraying almost right away. Because I learned that's one of the fastest ways to get nutrients into plants. And I made my own filter. I went to I got a shower filter. Basically went to the hardware store and bought a shower filter and plugged it into my hose. You know, had them the hardware person make me a connection so I can hook it into the hose, right? And I would take the water, nice clean water, and make my tea out of it. I think that in the 70s, by the time the 70s came around, I was already reading about biodynamic systems and stuff like that. I think that's when I started doing the filter. In the late 60s, by the time I went into the service, which was 68, I skipped the ninth grade, so in 68, I would say that would be my graduation, high school year, see? So I did all my high school years and my elementary years a business. But during all that time, I never even once thought that the city water was bad. I would take the water and make my teas out of it, okay? But by the 70s, I started reading biodynamics and started reading the Rodale stuff and more things like that. I started looking for cleaner waters, cleaner sources. And it's pretty common knowledge when you make tea, compost tea and stuff like that, you want to have the cleanest rain-like water you can get your hands on. So, yeah, I went and got a filter, made my own filter. At that time, I wasn't really internet savvy. Oh, well, there was no internet in the 70s, right? That's why I didn't Google it. There was no Google in the 70s. So I made my own filter using the garden filter. Now you can, there are lots of filters on the garden filters on the market. The one I use is called Garden Grow. You want to have a clean water because they put stuff in the water to kill the bacteria. You're going to make it with bacteria. Yeah, you're defeating your purpose, right? So anyway, in the 70s, I started my part of the services. See, let me go over this again for you real fast. Okay, so when I got out of the service in the 70, early 1970, I started a church, because I'm actually an ordained minister, called Astor's Garden. Astor is my real name. I started a school called the Living Institute of Survival Technology, right? It was the church was a religious, charitable, and education organization. So the education organization is called the LIST, the Living Institute of Survival Technology. And then the business aspect of it was the Invisible Garden, which takes it into practice what the Living Institute of Survival Technology teaches. You see what I'm saying? So I started the Invisible Gardener in 70, started my business, Invisible Gardener. And so I've always been kind of doing this kind of stuff, teaching people and talking to people. In the 70s, I don't remember there was a real easy way to do a broadcast other than to go to a studio. I don't think I started doing the first physical studio broadcast. I may have been in the late 70s. I'm thinking now, when was I on the air first time in a studio? So I know I did it when I came here in 84. And when I left Florida, I was doing it in for a few years there in South Florida. I don't think I did it in Gainesville. So in Gainesville, I left in 78, 79. So I think it was 80 when I started doing my shows, and which cost, some of them were free. Actually, let me get this. Now that I'm thinking, so what I actually started doing, one of the things I did here in Southern California was on KPFK, and it was for 10 years. So it was 1990 to 2000, KPFK, Southern California here. And then before that, I was with it almost came to me which one I was before, because it was another nonprofit, you know, station. And that was 10 years on that one, so that was 80. So from 80 to 90, so I was on 80. And so I didn't start doing a pay for radio shows for the hour until I got here in 84. And even then, I was doing KPFK for 10 years, so 90. So I didn't start doing a pay for, so in the 90s is when I was paying for it. It was like $1,500 an hour to go to drive to the studio, okay? I did the Santa Barbara station. KCRW, no, that's not it. I did a Santa Barbara station. I should know these, man, because you do it for so long. For about 2 years before I decided that I was going to go onto the internet and the stations would pay me to get my show, and I actually turn around and do it for free. So there's any station out there who wants to rebroadcast a show, and I understand you could do that now here with through BBS Radio. They're re-syndicating the shows out to other stations, and it's really easy to do to rebroadcast it out. So I'm hoping to do more and more of that, because that way other stations will get it on the air, right? So anyway, I've been doing this talk thing for a long time. If you want to talk to me about compost tea or any other teas that you're spraying, you can give me a call at 888-627-6008 or 323-744, that's 744-4831. If you got questions, you're a shy person. I know a lot of people, 99% of the people who listen to my shows are listening to it on their podcast, and a lot of them are either on their motorcycle. I have a police officer who's on his motorcycle or her motorcycle, a fisherman who's out to sea, a couple of sailors, you know. They listen to it on the podcast. So if you have a question, you can email it to me at andylopez@invisiblegardener.com, right? And the subject, you write bbsradio.com question, right? And one of the things I'll do, if you do that, I'll send you a gift certificate free, which will allow you to click on it and you become a member for life for free, get my books free. And you can give that away as a gift membership to your friends and family for free as a gift, right? Won't cost you a penny. I prefer you come to my website and give me the, normally it's $20 for a gift certificate. Everything's on sale for 50% off now, so it only costs you $10. But at the same time, I like giving stuff away. The more people use it, the better it is for me, right? Okay, so that'd be andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. If you have a product that's really cool to be sprayed as a foliar spray, because I know I'm using several products, I'm trying to get them on my show. You would think it'd be real easy to get people who have products on your show, because you're basically promoting their product, right? But no, it's not that easy. So it's okay, because I've been doing this a long time, but I will eventually get more and more guests. If you want to be on as a guest on my show, ideally the thing to do is go to the website, invisiblegardener.com. There's an inquiry button there. Click on inquiry. Andy, I listen to on bbsradio.com or whatever other station you're listening to. You write it down right there. I will email you back, and we can talk about what your product is and so forth. I can take a look, because I like to use your product. If you have a product, I want to use it so I can talk about it. That means you're going to have to eventually send it to me, not in a little Ziploc bag, but an actual product box that comes in. I think it's probably time to do a commercial.
Attention gardeners, how would you like to learn how to get rid of unwanted pests like ants and mosquitoes without using harmful pesticides? With the growing concern about West Nile virus, killer bees, and the use of synthetic pesticides, there is a better way. Go to www.invisiblegardener.com. Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, provides alternatives to chemical products using natural ingredients you may already have at home. If you have gardening questions or problems, get the help you need at www.invisiblegardener.com. Join the Invisible Gardeners of America and take their online gardening classes. The Invisible Gardener has helped gardeners since 1972, and he can help you too. Visit www.invisiblegardener.com. You can talk directly to him about your gardening questions right here on The Invisible Gardener every Saturday morning. And you can reach Andy Lopez, The Invisible Gardener, anytime at www.invisiblegardener.com. Check it out on the website. That's www.invisiblegardener.com. www.invisiblegardener.com.
Hi, this is Andy. Make sure you go to Invisible Gardener. That's GARDENER.com. Thank you. Bye.
It's waiting for me out in the yard, fighting over in the neighbor's lot. Doesn't matter if I try real hard, I just can't remember how I got all covered with mud. I brush my teeth and I comb my hair, scrub my face until it glows, polish my shoes until they shine, put on my finest dress of clothes.
Okay, so where was I? Okay, so I learned about spraying, and that's one of the fastest way to help your plants to recover. Because mainly what's happening is the soil. It's always a soil problem. It makes sense, right? Things are growing in the soil. You want to pay attention to the most obvious, and that would be the soil. The soils also takes the longest to recover, okay? So the spraying is one of the fastest and best way to deal with foliar stuff to ensure that the plants are not getting stressed out, that they're getting the vitamins and minerals that they need. So I started spraying a long time ago, and that's what I do now. That's an organic consultant. I'm a natural arborist. But the main thing I do is I have a spraying rig. I go out and spray the whole property, spray trees, spray the soil. I do between soil treatments and tree treatments. That's what I do. I reactivate the soil by bringing the natural microbial life back to life and adding the trace minerals. It's called trace minerals, not toxic minerals, right? So the spraying is it's really two different types of spraying. Okay, there are sprayings that have a fungal population, and then there are sprayings that have bacterial population. Okay, so for fungal, you think about tropical rainforests. For bacterial, soils. Think, for example, so the difference, so compost is high in fungal population, right? Whereas worm castings is high in bacterial population, right? Slightly different. So things like lawns, flowers, and vegetable crops prefer bacterial-dominated soils, whereas trees, fruit trees, flowering plants, roses prefer soil greater fungal dominance, okay? The fungal tea can include, of course, compost, rock dust, enzymes, humic acid, fission motion, and various microbial additives that provide such that help increase the mycelium count. Bacterial tea will have multiple forms of sugar, like molasses added to it. I myself add Granny Smith's molasses, which is really cool. You can add different forms of brown sugar, forms of honey, maple syrup. And nowadays you can get to various different type of microbial products on the market, such as soilobacterium and various different yeasts and biological inoculants you can add to it. One of the things I learned to make because of this bacterial count is the rice. Rice makes an excellent bacterial tea. You just have to learn how to make it to begin with, just like you make the compost tea, or you make the rock dust tea, or you make manure tea, any type of tea. Basically, you want to have a tea bag. You want to make a tea bag of the stuff. So what I've done in the past is I take pantyhose. When I was a kid, I used to take my mom's pantyhose. Then eventually it was easy because you would break one leg, you had to buy a new set, and I would get the other leg, right? Or cut the leg up in half, because I don't need the whole thing. You just need a small amount to make a tea bag out of it. Nowadays, I can go to a 99-cent store and buy some pantyhose legs, or just the legs. You don't need the whole thing, the legs is all you need, and you put a cup of the rock dust or a cup of the rice or a cup of whatever it is you're going to do, like the rock dust, turn it into a tea bag, tie it up a couple of times and make it like a little nice screen that you can place inside. 5 gallons is the easy unit to use. These buckets are 5 gallons. Nowadays, you can buy these really cool aeration kits. They come in the 5 gallon buckets. They come with an aerator that you plug in, a little motor that pumps the air through and aerates it for you. I think some of them come with a timer, so you can set it on a timing. Otherwise, you buy a timer, you set it, and you make your mixture in there. You get the garden filter to filter out the water. It's a nice clean water. You fill it up with not quite 5 gallons, almost to the top, or you would do too much, it overflows. You put a little bit, leave a little room in the top there. You have your device inside. The liquid, then you place it. Also, too, you have to have enough room for the little ball of the tea to go in. Otherwise, it's just overflow, right? I've done that many times. So you actually want to put the tea bag inside first and then fill it up to maybe 8/10, just to the top, not all the way to the top. Turn on your little aeration unit so it flows through and bubbles, 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 bubbles. Leave it on like overnight, and you'll have a concentration of the microbes in there. And again, it depends, to what you're using, type of what you're going to use it for. For example, if you're going to use it to control diseases, right? Then you want it to be high. You want it to be a combination of the bacterial and mineral, because the cause of the disease is the mineral deficiency. So you want to get the minerals going in there, and at the same time, the bacterial will fight off any of the diseases. And also too, that's one reason why I spray a combination of two, because the right type of fungal activity will also combat the diseases. Remember, long-term and short-term solutions. So the long-term solution is to get the Brix level up, That'd be the trace minerals leveled up. So you want to be able to spray these type of foliar applications that will do that. At the same time, you also want to do what's called soil drenching, and that is when you make a mixture, you actually pour it back around the soil, into the soil, to get the microbial life back into the soil so the soil itself can start to work, because that's a long-term solution. So part of that is not only to do the drench, but to apply, I got to blow my nose, to also apply, hang on, yeah, to also apply rock dust, compost, and mulch to the soil. Because anything you put down in the soil will take probably until next year, at the same time next year, because it's before it starts becoming available. It's a continuing thing, so that's why it's sustainable. Once you get it going and you keep that process going, you'll always be making compost, applying rock dust and compost and mulch on a regular basis. As that breaks down, that will slowly start making things available. Next thing you know, you have a continuing source of trace minerals and microbial life for the soil, which the plants will use, and plants will use it according to the time of year. See? So the short-term application solution is to foliar spray the leaves of the plants so that they get the trace mineral and the bacteria immediately, because that's what happens. It gets absorbed into them immediately. Therefore, you want to, that's why chemicals work, because they get absorbed immediately whether they want to or not, right? They work on the principle that we have a lot of this, and we give it to you, and you only use a little bit. At least you get what you need, and the rest of it is wasted. Whereas your organic system is a little bit different. It's basically, this is what we have here on a regular basis available for you. Take what you need. Nothing is wasted. And so the organic system basically means that we want to make a tea, right, that has a microbial life in it, that has already been eating the minerals, that has already turned it into a solution that is available immediately for the plants to absorb. You see? So when you spray down the plants will get the trace minerals in the right proportions without causing any stress that the plants need, because it is in a simulatable form that the plants can handle, can absorb. That's one of the reasons why, anything fermented works immediately. That's one reason why the Granny Smith, the molasses, the brown sugar, maple syrup, and those things work immediately, because they're fermented form of sugar that the plant's body absorbs immediately and it uses and raises the Brix level. The question is, you want to raise the Brix level, you want to keep the Brix level raised and not lower down. The chemicals, fertilizers, high nitrogen, they raise the Brix level, but then it crashes afterwards, like as if you add sugar. You're going to have a heck of a hangover afterwards. So the spraying of the leaves and trunks of the plants, right, of the roses and vegetables, they all benefit by absorbing the nutrients that the micro spray provides to them, see? It is the microbial life that provides the nutrition. The earth's fermented tea provides these bacterial armies. The armies are the ones that attack the bad diseases and pests, right? At the same time, it starts to provide minerals that the rock dust, that it had gotten from the rock dust. So you want to set up two different things going on. One in the soil. So you want to have the microbial life eating the rock dust and the minerals and the calcium and the carbon, all that stuff going on in the soil, which have, if you've been doing it over the years, it's just fully growing. You have earthworms, everything going on there, right? And at the same time, the plants are happy because they get everything they need. That takes a while. So what you do then is you do the foliar spraying it on the leaves and plants. That's why it's also good for vegetables, things that grow really, really fast. You don't have the time. You have to get the soil really working when you put the plant in there. That's why you can spray vegetables and stuff like that with different microbial mixtures. You have to learn how to use them so that you can be safe with them. You definitely don't want to use manure tea around your vegetables, but you can use compost tea. You can use any of the microbial tea sprays. Erythroid castings is a perfect one to use. You can learn how to use milk. You can learn how to use a variety of different things on your vegetables to give them the minerals that they need. I think, we're still moving along. So let's see what else, what else did I have set up here for you guys? I can hardly talk, my teeth are gone.
It's springtime, baby.
flower garden wall. Every flower answered to the call. Roses dressed in robes of sparkling dew, they were there to gladly welcome you. Daisies in their gowns of snowy white, bunny hugged with poppies left and right. Incarnations lightly crimping round, oh, the clover blossoms on the ground. Violets were swaying in the breeze, to the music of the bumblebees. Roses to the turkey trots, with the sweet forget-me-nots. Hummingbirds hum-courting melodies. The tulip and the stately golden rod, some morning poppies beat the other walls. With butterflies, white dancing at the flower garden wall. Daffodils light in yellow, bluebells sweetly ringing in the air. Hyacinths dancing with delight, and those lilacs is the ivy vines nine-nine. Pansies in their little floral beds, they woke up and shook their drowsy heads. They two-stepped to the leaves began to fall. The light had broke up the flower garden wall. Let's get singing.
Okay, like I said, you can, if you have any old garden songs, right, send it to me. Just send it to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. I'll send you back a free gift, gift certificate, right? So let's see. So I was talking about the teas and the foliar spraying. These things are an essential tool for anybody who wants to be a gardener to do their gardening. You need to learn how to use this. That's one of the fastest and easiest way to control pests and diseases without using the chemicals, okay? And there are lots and lots of different things you can spray. The easiest ones would be the compost. The easiest one, the compost tea. The earthworm castings is a good one to use. And, of course, there are lots of stuff in the home, in your organic kitchen. I have a section called Invisible Gardener's Kitchen, so we talk about things you can use, like milk, the rice, of course. You can use all kinds of things from the coffee beans. I'll be talking about coffee beans. We talk about Granny Smith molasses. There's lots of stuff up there in the garden that you can use, and your kitchen that you can use for the garden. Okay, so that's basically it for today. Thank you very much for listening to my show. I think we have. I'm looking at. I think we have enough. We have about five minutes there, to do something. And I think this one song here is a lot longer than 5 minutes, but I'm going to play it anyway. So remember, today we're having this whole month of this November, and then there's also December, 50% discount on my website on anything you buy. That's a real good deal to give away the gift membership, because it only costs you $10. Actually, if you think about giving away to more people, it'll cost you less. So if you give it away to 10 friends, it only costs you $1. The more you give, the less it costs to give them out to your friends. And that's the deal. So you can just buy one gift membership, and it's just email them all out to your friends, tell them they got to use it before the end of December is up, and they'll get all the books free. They'll get access to everything, lifetime membership. Whether they use it or not, they can just get the books. They can always come back and one of the things, advantage of being a member, they can come back and download the latest version of the book. You'll see there, it tells you that they have the latest version. And you'll get a discount, continuing discount on any products. When the book comes out, the printed version of the book, it'll be $20. Members will get it at 20% discount. They always get a 20% discount. The 50% discount is not going to be up there any longer than December. January 1st, that'll be gone too. So let's see. Coming up would be... I'm going to be doing, as I said before, I'm going to be doing several different special shows. One of them is on compost, it's going to be called It's Alive. So we'll be talking about compost production, hopefully we'll have different folks up here who are making it in different ways that they're making it, what they're doing, what's going on with compost these days, right? Also going to be doing a show on exactly what this show is about here on tea, whether it be compost tea, earthworm casting tea, any other type of tree, and that's the tea we want to talk about other than chamomile tea. We'll be doing that. We're going to be doing a special show on trees. It's called It's the Trees, and we'll be talking about, you know, how to work on bark beetles and what's going on in that field and what's going on in the world with trees and the problems that are going on with trees and what we can do about it. I'm pretty much open to the fourth show. We'll probably do something on rock dust, have a rock dust party. That's what I like to call it. We invite different people on who are in the rock dust business and talk about rock dust. And then there's several other different types of shows that we're going to be doing. Plus, we have a wide variety of guests that are going to be coming on. Hopefully, because I can't say, yeah, he's coming on. I just have to say that. I'm working on getting more guests. Starting in January, I'm going to start calling people up, contacting them, lining them up for the show. If you have a product or service that you think is organic and something you want to say, just send me email. We'll be happy to talk about being a guest on my show. Let's see. So I covered everything. I didn't talk too much about the super seaweed tea or the rock dust tea. Basically, my super seaweed is one of those things where if you were to take a cup of super seaweed, which is way too much, you can put that in 50-gallon container of water. So if you have a tub, 50-gallon of clean water, you can put a cup of my super seaweed in there, run the aerator through it, and within overnight, you will have 50 gallons of the most wonderful spray you can spray on anything. Okay, really, I wouldn't do it more than overnight. You can do two nights bubbling. That's really be concentrated. You don't want to do any longer than that, because then it starts to stink. It changes into something completely different. You have the different microbial life in there, so you want to always use it when you first do it. So I would do so that's a cup. So if you're going to make that 5 gallons. I have put in a tablespoon, maybe 2 tablespoons in a 5 gallon unit and let it percolate through. That will make you 5 gallons of a really nice, wonderful microbial tea to spray. With the rice microbial tea, the rice is very interesting because it has its own microbial life that is really unique and can be used in the agricultural world. And so you can either put it in the tree vents. The tree vents are clay drain pipes that you basically bury in the ground, and in it you can grow the microbial life to make the colony of microbial life work. You can put in a tea bag of the rice, put it in a pantyhose, put it in there. You don't need to do that, but it makes a little ball. You put it in there, and that little ball will, you have a drip line that goes through it, and that little ball will cause the bacteria to grow. Ideally, what I do is blend it in the rice mixture with the compost mixture, put it in there, and then that bacteria will grow, and you'll see it, and it will help to recolonize the soil. But that same mixture can be made part compost and part rice in a tea bag, make a liquid out of it, put it in 5 gallons of clean water, percolate it through it. And a lot of times what I've done when I make my rice mixture, I add a little bit of a dash of the super seaweed to it, doesn't hurt, right? To add more, the more microbial life, the better. So next week, next week is going to be December. So we'll be starting in December, a whole bunch of new shows. If you want to be on, email me, we can talk. And so I think, according to my clock here, I think we're done, but I can't tell because the engineer ain't doing anything. And let me type hello here. Hello? Let's see what happens. I have eliminated the competition. He says I can go as long as I want to. Now he tells me. No, I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and just, I'll do this, and then we can all go. Okay, hang on a second. Watch this. Here we go. This is my friend, Stephen Longfellow Fisk. After this, we'll go, okay? Enjoy it.
Thank you.
everybody. That's it for today. I'll see you guys next week. I'd like to say happy growing organically, of course. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.